Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Just wonder. Not doing it again.
Right.
But I just wonder how much better.
Part of me wonders really how badly you wanted to actually
accomplish it
because the strategy was just piss poor.
Because, again, when we've talked about teammate moments and times that you could have lifted me up,
yes.
Again, whether it was Hash Brown failure, whether it was Drake and JT, instead of coming down to my dorm room
Absolutely.
And picking me up, you've kind of strayed away and you've said, oh, no, he did that.
Well, the Hash Brown.
And so again,
the Hash Brown fiasco was you got
to
own that.
You have proven
you've got
what
to own
kind
that,
of
Jason.
Teammate you are.
You have got to
I've,
own that.
I've owned them all, John. I've owned every last one of
all
them.
All 5.5 Hash Browns you've owned.
Mm-hmm. And what was your fantasy football name?
The 19.5 other Hash Browns.
And are they in the playoffs? Congrats.
No.
Congrats to those of you that have made your fantasy football playoffs. John and Brad didn't do it. Brad, I shouldn't even rub it in on you. John, you deserve it.
Oh, yeah.
The 19.5 other Hash Browns didn't make it.
Now, we had a very mediocre.
As they did not get eaten.
Much like that performance back on summer, that fateful summer afternoon, it was very mediocre for us this year. So, but anyway, Memphis has a basketball game tonight against
Bradley.
They're a 12.5 point favorite. So should be mildly interesting. Certainly you just want to
take it easy, Daryl Brown.
Yeah, you want to take care of them and you want to move on and you want to be going into this Tennessee game with just that 1-0. You know, you don't want to take another one. So we'll be back. Lots more to come. We'll get into Mike Norvell. We'll get into more Jason and John 93 on FM ESPN.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis and America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM ESPN.
If you are drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of the special IRS tax programs that are available and will free you from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardships consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and can't afford to pay them back, or you even have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to live in fear. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline. Do not take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even go after your Social Security check.
Call Community Tax today, 800-519-6360. To end your tax troubles, call now, 800-519-6360. Get a free consultation. Call 800-519-6360. That's 800-519-6360.
Mercedes-Benz of Memphis doesn't just have employees. They have families, more than 90 of them, actually. So if you want to own a vehicle that you'll love and deal with a family-owned business that treats people like people, not like customers, this is Gary Parrish encouraging you to go visit Mercedes-Benz of Memphis at 5389 Poplar. I own a Mercedes. Favorite car I've ever driven. Once you have one, you'll never want anything else. And though it's obviously a luxury vehicle, trust me, they're more affordable than most think. Better yet, don't trust me. Go see for yourself. 5389 Poplar is the address. That's Mercedes-Benz of Memphis, our city's original Mercedes dealership.
Remember the first time you drove a manual car in traffic? Everything was fine until the dreaded hill. Could you do it? Could you let the clutch out just enough to avoid hitting the car behind you?
Come on.
In life, uncertainty can stall your momentum. But with First Horizon, a bank that has a deeper understanding of you, your path, and every challenge ahead, you'll be amazed at what you can do in the clutch. First Horizon, understanding runs deep. Visit firsthorizon.com/leap.
That's the crunch of Papa John's brand new garlic parmesan crust. Fresh, never frozen original dough topped with parmesan and Papa John's famous garlic sauce. If Pavlov's dog went crazy over a bell, imagine the tizzy it'd throw over this crunch. Get a one-topping pizza with the new garlic parmesan crust for just $10. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's. Not valid with discounts. Fees and taxes extra. Prices may vary.
It's that wonderful time of year remembering family and friends. And Dinstals is the place to continue those holiday traditions. power of Cashew Crunch and Turtlettes will send your holiday wishes to your clients and colleagues. And don't forget Denstall's award-winning chocolate pecan fudge. Stop by Denstall's today and fill this season with sweet memories. Laurelwood, Germantown, Pleasant View, and Collierville. Denstall's, made in Memphis and enjoyed by the whole world.
Hi, I'm Archie, a service tech at Pep Boys. You know, with holiday travel and changing weather, who knows what the roads will be like. Be sure to have your tires checked by one of our pros today.
Now through December 31st, get up to $200 off when you purchase four select Goodyear tires installed. That's $75 off instantly. $75 back after a manufacturer mail-in rebate, and get a $50 Visa card by mail when you open a new Pep Boys credit card. Applies to a single receipt in-store purchase. Credit card subject to credit approval. Details and restrictions at PepBoys.com.
So add Pep Boys to your list this holiday season, and don't think twice about it.
If you're like me, you want the bottom line. No fluff, no frills. This is Sheldon Rosengarten with Mark's Bensdorf Realtors. I've been selling real estate a long time, and I found that sellers don't want tall tales or promises. They want results. I always tell people to talk to 2 to 3 real estate brokers to find out what they think about your home and the price. But more importantly, what are they going to do for you? And make sure and let me be one of them. Find out how my highly successful strategic marketing program with the Shellbucks option can mean the difference in whether you sit or sell. Will I buy your home? No. But with my help in preparation, pre-marketing, presentation, and proper pricing, someone will. And often my listings sell quickly at good prices. So if you or someone you know is thinking of selling, find out why people often say, when you want the job done, call Shell Dunn. That's Shell Dunn Rosengarten at MemphisRelocate.com or 682-1868. Remember, 682-1868 or MemphisRelocate.com. Do it now.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN. But I guess you didn't move. As I said, a story
told. Maybe now I got the flow. So people out there might think that when an investor says they want to buy your home for cash, that the offer is not going to be a good one. That is not the case with the investor that the Live Love Memphis team is working with. So you might be thinking about listing your home, and you may want $180,000 for it. Chances are your offer from the investor that Live Love is working with would most likely be in the $175,000 range, and that's all without the hassle of having to get it ready to go on the market, the expensive needed repairs, the appraisal, the closing cost assistance, and more. So what that means is you could actually be making more from your home with the investor offer.
Yep, probably going to be a situation where you're like, dang, that's way more than I thought. If you're thinking of selling your home that's not yet on the market here in Shelby County or in DeSoto County, Live Love would love to hear from you. See what I did there? Simply send your address and an email to investor at livelovememphis.com. That team over at Live Love is going to do a free analysis. Don't worry. They will not hassle you. There is no obligation to sell. You will just have the information, the knowledge. The Live Love Memphis group is simply going to tell you what that investor is going to pay. It's up to you to decide what you do with the information. But as we say, knowledge is power. See how much cash you could get for your home today by emailing your home address to investor at livelovememphis.com.
Every day around this time, we do the rundown. Let's go.
Now, it's the rundown. The biggest stories from Jason and John. Everything y'all need on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
It could be the return of the mic at Florida State, given the news that we had this morning out of Tallahassee, which is that they are going to wait. Is Florida State until after the weekend to make slash announce their hire, which one would wonder, why would you pick the weekend to wait? What's so special about the weekend? They don't appear to be in talks with Penn State's James Franklin. Matt Campbell is staying at Iowa State. Yeah. Deion Sanders, I mean, maybe he's got something going on this weekend.
You keep bringing him up like he was a real candidate.
I'm just hoping that he is.
You're messing it up. Our serious coaching talk here, you keep messing it up, bringing Deion in.
Deion,
we're having real coaching talk.
You know, there are people out there.
Carousel one-on-one talk.
There are people out there who think that Deion Sanders should be the coach. I mean, there are. There are people out there who actually.
Are Florida State fans just crazy?
Yes. They live in Florida.
They're
most
dogging
of them.
Out Norvell, right? The possibility of getting him, but Deion excited to. Titillation.
Crazy things happen in Florida.
Did you see what happened to his academy down in Texas?
Yes.
Okay.
Did you see what happened to that dog in Florida?
What the hell are you talking about?
There's this dog that was stuck in a car, okay, in Florida, and he put the thing in reverse.
I don't like
and drove it around in circles and circles. My point is, crazier things have happened in Florida, okay?
Well, so that's where the bath salt dude was.
Exactly. Basically, every ridiculous thing that's happened in this country in the last 15 years, it's probably come from somebody that lives in Florida, okay?
I could name some more.
That would leave, obviously, Mike Norvell. And Mike Norvell did address this yesterday. And I will just, you know, and this is just my opinion, and you guys can take it for whatever it is worth.
Uh-oh.
But I will tell you, the tone seemed a little different yesterday than it had in the past. In other interviews he had done as it related to this, you know, it wasn't, you know, the 15-minute love letter to Memphis anymore. And I'm just saying it wasn't. I'm not saying it had to be, but and maybe it's a business focus, but
15-minute love letter.
Well, he has been very effusive in his praise of Memphis,
in past times
that he has answered that question. Mm-hmm. And yesterday that was not the case. I mean, undeniably, it just wasn't the case. And maybe that's because he's just focused on the AAC championship game, or maybe it's
because
everybody kind of understands sort of what they're up against here.
No, you're absolutely right. And he's a better deal than James Franklin. To John's point, you wait till after this weekend. Why? You could announce James Franklin right now if you were working on that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Matt Campbell from Iowa State goes out, gets the contract extension. You know, this seems all but done. It makes all the sense in the world. It gets us to the point if you're you don't want to jump too far ahead because it's got to happen. You got a game here,
of course.
But you do wonder too because this will happen immediately, right? I mean, you could be winning an AAC title game. Remember how this went down with Fuente,
yep.
Right? Where it leaks out before the game.
Yep.
Fuente got mad. Remember this? We're talking about year four. Feels strikingly similar.
Yes, it does.
Where this could go down. Could I see Mike getting mad if this gets out before the game?
Of course.
Absolutely, because to this point, look, he's kind of controlled this thing pretty nicely.
Well, he's in the middle of an unprecedented season himself.
Unprecedented with the most wins you've ever had. So you're trying to manage all this monster that is. And so immediately after, though, you win this game in which you're favored, right? You got to decide, right? And I'm sure Florida State's already talked about it. This is going down like we think. Does Mike go coach this team in the Cotton Bowl? Because it's a different situation in terms of what you stand to win here, right? Than it was even with Fuente, John. You were playing what, Auburn in the Birmingham Bowl? Was that what it was?
Mm-hmm.
And then you're without, right? He leaves. There's no Paxton or whatever.
Paxton played.
I mean, he played, but he's not with Paxton. He can't whisper in the ear. The question is, does he go coach the Cotton Bowl? You'd have to say if you're Florida State. No, we need you down here. I don't imagine that happens. And
well, I can tell you.
So you go interim for the Cotton Bowl?
Well, what I can tell you is
this will happen quickly.
Justin Fuente wanted to coach the Birmingham Bowl, but for whatever reason, and now that like the administrators are different, and for whatever reason, the administrators at Memphis did not want that. They did not want Justin Fuente to coach the Birmingham
Bowl. Well, I would imagine that's different now. If you could, if you had your choice, you'd love to keep Norvell because
it's
Cotton Bowl.
Exactly.
New Year's 6 here
exactly.
We're talking about.
No, I mean, you definitely would prefer that.
But if you're Florida State, you say, if we're hiring
employer,
you,
yes.
We need you to save as much of this recruiting class as you can
because,
coming here mid-December.
Because, Jason, that game isn't until the end of the month.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're going to be what are you going to be doing? Are you going to be recruiting? Are you going to be working on that? Or are you going to be preparing for the Cotton Bowl, you know, in that 2-3 week period, you know?
Almost have to move on. This goes down, you have to move
exactly.
Mike has to go to Florida State.
It is what it is.
And you have to get an interim right to coach in the Cotton Bowl.
Yeah, they didn't wait until December to hire a coach just for him to not be able to really start working for them until January. You know what I mean? Like that,
Florida State ain't waiting.
I don't blame Florida State either. I mean, you're paying a guy $5-6 million to coach your program. You know, come work for the program.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it is what it is. Like this is how these are how these things go. Now, I think Scott Frost might have coached UCF in that game.
I recall that. Yeah, he stayed.
But see, that was such a unique situation. Not that this wouldn't be unique. You know,
is it unique enough that you do? That's what again.
I could make that argument, but I just don't think Florida State is going to see it that way.
Nebraska was desperate, too.
Yeah.
Like, to get back, right?
Yes.
The brand's taking a hit. It's bringing an old hero home. They'll wait on the old hero. I don't know. It just seems like Florida State's ready to move. They got to save this class. They're in a bit of, you know, you could say they're desperate in terms of they need that thing turned
UCF
around quickly.
UCF was also undefeated.
But
that matters.
in the equation.
Trying to finish that off.
He was trying to, like, complete that. Memphis maybe should be undefeated, but they're not undefeated.
So as a show, we think if he gets the Florida State job, you got to go immediately.
I think he's moving on, and they'll promote somebody, obviously, from within to be the interim, and then they'll, you know, go from there.
So many candidates.
So many candidates on that staff. You're right. There, I mean, you could go
Pete.
You could go Pete Limbo.
Coach of those number one ranked special teams unit.
I would think
Silverfield.
So many
candidates.
Pete Limbo has a title that's not just special teams coordinator too, though, right? He's the assistant head football coach.
Right.
So he'd probably be the.
Don't they all have that as sort of a second title?
Well, Ryan Silverfield is deputy.
Okay.
So who gets the promotion? Well, I mean, it's one of those two. Limbo or Ryan.
Adam Fuller is making more money than Silverfield.
I know, but
he makes the most.
I don't think.
What if you want to go get Fuller?
It's not all about money, Jason.
No, I realize in this situation probably makes more sense to give it to either the former head coach or the guy that's the deputy HC.
Deputy or assistant?
Deputy HC is higher than assistant.
Okay, it is?
So it's got to go to Silverfield.
Okay, so the deputy head coach is higher than the assistant head coach.
Even though he's not being paid as much as Adam Fuller, you had to pay big money to Marshall to him to get him from Marshall. I imagine deputy, in terms of title, that's higher than assistant head coach, yes.
Okay, so.
Like, remember deputy AD, Ren Baker,
yes.
Deputy AD?
Yes.
Right, that's higher than just assistant AD. Because I think technically, don't they have a bunch of assistant ADs over there?
Yes.
The same way.
Yes.
The same way.
Different departments and stuff like that.
I think I've got that right. Deputy going to be a little bit over assistant.
Yeah, so.
Next man down.
So you would think Ryan Silverfield would be the interim, you know? And then from there, they make a decision they want to remove the interim
Silverfield
tag.
In the spot where he's trying to impress and show everybody, hey, I'm the guy for your head job.
Right.
That could get real interesting.
Well, yeah, like, if you're Ryan Silverfield, do you want that tag? Because then
– real interesting.
Because then if you take that tag and you lose in the Cotton Bowl –
oh, my Lord.
I'm just bringing this up as a possibility. Well,
again,
as a hypothetical.
You could be playing Alabama, and folks,
right.
And you're not even be favored, even
right,
if Alabama's sitting guys.
But you know, like, I don't know. I mean,
that's not going to be a
That's a short-sighted view. I'm just saying. But, like, if you're Ryan Silverfield, do you want to just step into that in that climate and just, you know, try to weather that? I don't know.
What if you win it?
Or what if you don't? Pete Limbo have it.
I bet you won't.
I want the head coaching job. I don't want the interim.
They won't be favored against whoever they play in the Cotton Bowl,
correct.
Will they? No.
Probably
they
not.
Won't.
No.
Utah, Florida, whoever it is. Right?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. If you lose, it's not a career killer. It doesn't change the beginning.
It's not,
you're Ryan Silverfield, because they won't expect you to win that game.
It's not.
And if you win it, my gosh.
You know how some coaches think, though. You know, you don't want to necessarily step into a situation where you're not going to be
successful.
No,
I'm trying to actually roll along with you. If I'm in a coach's mind, I don't run from it. If it comes to me and they say, hey, man, we need you as interim, I don't think I run from it thinking, if I really want the job,
right?
I have to assume Silverfield does, having stayed here like he has,
yep.
Right? I bring it on, right? That's what shows them how serious I am about this. I don't say, hey, don't give me the title right now. I want the gig,
right.
But I need to hold off, right? You jump on that if I'm in that coach's
most
mind,
likely,
don't you?
Most likely.
Absolutely,
so.
You
yeah.
do.
So. Anyway, that is where everything stands right now with Memphis football. Obviously, they have a huge game this weekend, the AAC championship game, and that still is the, you know, for this week, that is what matters, right? For this week, it is that game, because if you don't win that game, I mean, you don't go to the Cotton Bowl. You know, you're going to
it's over.
It's not over. I mean, you don't have to shut the program down.
It's over, John.
It would certainly be
for us. It's over. It was Cotton Bowl or bust for us.
Well, I mean, frankly, yes. I mean, it's going to take the hell of the wind out of the sails. I mean, because it's still Mike's still very likely, you know, takes a different job and
oh yeah, that does deal.
You know, you're
end
in
of this
the,
game doesn't determine that.
You're in the you
win
know
or lose, he's out. I imagine
the Hot Cheetos, you know, McGrady.
It doesn't go down that far.
Bowl or whatever. I mean, it goes down pretty far. The AAC Bowl tie-ins are trash. You know
that. Gonna be back in Birmingham.
Yeah, no thanks.
For the Birmingham Bowl.
I covered that one. It was rainy. It was cold.
Nobody losing to Cincinnati. They're trotting. They haven't changed it, right? Still planning on trotting their senior court, Ritter, out there?
Yes, Ritter's going to be the quarterback.
Whose arm is feeling a little flu. You know, they haven't put up much offense with him as a QB.
Maybe. So, anyway.
Still feel good about Memphis' chances. Mike going to leave out of here a winner.
That is the latest with Memphis football as it stands.
Next story.
All right. John gets giddy about it, talking about it. I don't know why, because the Raiders have been a mess the last 2 weeks. But it feels like the Tennessee Titans have a very good shot at making the playoffs. And it would be an improved shot.
Does it feel like that?
It would be an improved shot if they can go out and beat the Raiders. Now, that's at the Raiders this week.
Yep.
Right? And I imagine, John, you're favored in that game. I don't have it in front of me.
I think the Titans are favored in that game.
Really?
Yeah, but I can check on it.
People are jumping on it. And maybe it's right to favor them because they've won three in a row. Derrick Henry's been rolling, I think, five of their last six. And they've got Tannehill is 5-1 as the starter. And yet it feels like this is one of those moments in Titans season history, typically, right, where they let you down.
Say it.
Right? You just got back on board. You know, you were down. It looked like a 500 squad. You were down all, and you said, you know what, I'm going to get back in because now they've figured out they're giving it to Derrick Henry. They've won three in a row. Jason says 5 of 6-2, and they're playing a Raiders squad that last 2 weeks has looked bad. And this is typically where you get back on, and typically they let you down.
Yeah,
8-8, 9-7 the last few years, right? That's kind of what they do. It's time to break down the door. They're basically fighting with the Raiders, the Pittsburgh Steelers, for that second AFC wildcard spot. You figure the Bills have got the first one
pretty
wrapped up.
Yep.
If you look at the Steelers right now and you look at the Titans schedule the rest of the way, you'd probably still give the nod to the Steelers. And right now they're in over the Titans because they've got the better conference record. They're at their last four. At Cardinals, win. Versus Bills, tough. At Jets, at Ravens. For the Titans, a little bit tougher. At Raiders versus Texans at home. Then they get the Saints at home. Then they're at the Texans. So they've still got the Texans who are leading the division two times down this last four. Still got a tough Saints team that I know will be out of the dome, but still a tough game to win. That's a playoff team in the NFC, obviously. And then they've got John Sorry Raiders. And so I would still give the nod to the Steelers, even with a dude named Duck playing quarterback.
Yeah,
because their schedule is a little bit easier with Cardinals and Jets.
And just the way that defense is playing. I mean, Mike Tomlin has that defense playing at
has them believing.
He does.
And I told you about card before the season. Everybody's on this Cleveland train. And if they could just sort of get the whole play for something. You know, Pittsburgh's faced a lot of stuff this year, including injury. He's done a heck of a coaching job just to have them where they are at 7-5.
You know, I am so confident in this game. Because there are a few facts of life, Jason. There are a few facts of life. There's death, right?
Taxes.
There's taxes. There are taxes. And there are the Raiders owning the Titans every single time they play.
You didn't own them like the Colts did, though.
We don't play them every year like the Colts play them. But we've beaten them the last 3 years. And I believe all three of those years have been in Nashville. We own them.
Yeah, I don't know why y'all always get that game in Nashville.
We have branded the pirate on their ass. We own them. They belong to us. And on this Sunday, you will again see that. Now, this game is at 3:25. I am hoping this means that this game will be broadcast on CBS, right? Because it's the Titans, and that's what we get every Titans game in Memphis for some reason. So I'm assuming.
What do you mean for some reason?
I'm assuming that this will be on television in Memphis.
Yeah, probably so. You can see it.
And I just want to be there. I want to know where the biggest and the best and the deepest Titans watch party is this weekend because I want to see the long-ass faces,
John,
Jason.
You're asking for pain.
It's not on TV.
It's not?
It's on the radio.
Oh, it's not on?
It's a listen party, brother.
There
okay.
you go. All well
right.
done, Brad.
And it's on 92.9.
Are you sure it's not on TV, though?
I think it is.
It's on both.
I'm sure it's on both.
We can have a listen and a watch party.
Yeah, we're going to turn that radio down.
Simultaneous experience.
Go to Mr. P's on Hanks Cross.
Go to Mr. P's on Hanks Cross.
That's a great place.
That is the biggest and the deepest Titans watch party is Mr. P's.
I've been over there. It's good.
Joshua has suggested you come there. You're asking for it. There's an invite from you. Go. I invited you to church. Did you show up? No. So good luck, Joshua. Good luck, Titans fans, at seeing him. Because he'll talk all day about coming. We'll see if he follows through.
Well,
now I just gave you one.
Yeah.
Do you have some other submissions?
Mr. I like that place.
No, I've
not. Have you been there?
Yeah, it's good.
Apparently, many Titans fans gather there.
What do you mean, do I have any? There are no Titans fans in Memphis, so no, I don't have any. Like, I don't have any invitations.
Stop.
What do you got one right here? I got one dude. I think does he own Mr. P's?
Dude,
is he the owner and operator?
It would be awesome if he came and told me to have a blessed day. So this is a very nice invite from a gentleman, a Titans fan that's welcoming you in.
This is a setup.
This is a setup. By the looks of what I've seen on TV, there might be more Titans fans in Memphis than in the city of Nashville, based on what I see in the stands.
True. That's still though. Dallas and Pittsburgh town.
Yep.
Going to be more than the Titans. You're absolutely right. Could be more of them here.
Here's what I want to do. I want to ruin Bennett Doyle's day on Sunday. I want him to feel maximum pain.
Why?
Because he hasn't been subjected to it on this show, okay? And he otherwise would have been.
He did get to run.
And a little bit
of your pain.
There is nothing, you know, I love my wife and I love a lot of things in life, but there is nothing that I will take more joy in than on Sunday when the Raiders effectively put the kibosh and put an end and stomp out those little piddly dreams that the Titans are having of making some run with a guy they didn't even want under center at quarterback.
Oh, my.
All of a sudden now they love Ryan Tannehill in Nashville. We were telling them after week two of last year that they needed to make a quarterback change. All of a sudden they have such faith in Ryan Tannehill. He's going to lead them to the promised land. Shut that up your ass. I can't wait until Sunday. I can't wait because I am guaranteeing money back grade A USDA beef 100% guaranteeing a win on Sunday. We will end it.
I love when you start doing your rock impression.
It is over. The Titans playoff dreams, their fantasies.
Flip this up, Brad. We're gonna need it.
Time marked.
I have never been sure of anything in my entire life. The Titans lose on Sunday and they don't make the playoffs. And you know what? If they don't win on Sunday, they're going 0-4 down this.
Well, there's a good. I mean, they got Texans twice. Saints too.
And the Texans just beat the Patriots.
Yeah, their schedule.
So the Texans can beat the Patriots.
Steelers' schedule's easier, no question about that. Again, they got Cardinals and Jets in there.
I mean, honestly, who needs a bounce back performance more this weekend than one Derek Carr? And do you know what Derek Carr's passer rating is against the Tennessee Titans? You should look it up.
200.
It's not that good.
It's the best ever.
It is 104 point something. He is 3-0 against the Titans.
You've really studied this. Like, you would have. Why?
And Derrick Henry is going to be limited to 72 yards on 17 carries. No touchdowns.
This is incredible.
Okay? So. This is going to be a bloody weekend.
Yeah, you got Titans fans.
This fire came out of nowhere.
No, it's always been simmering, right? It's always been simmering. But this is so great. Titans fans weren't fighting back there for a while.
Now this is honestly the best thing that could have ever happened to me, because when I saw the Titans game on the schedule, I was like, it's just the Titans.
Right.
We're hosting the Titans.
I just figured we were gonna hear it 2 weeks ago before he lost. The last 2 weeks.
Thank you.
By this time in the schedule,
I was still wearing his Raiders gear though.
Neither one of these teams is going to be terribly relevant. So like, it wasn't one I circled on the calendar. But this is so great. It is broken perfectly, because what has happened is Titans fans go, they're moseying into this game. Did you see what the Raiders did the last 2 weeks?
Yeah.
They lost by 30 for the first time.
They've been ordering up
back weeks
their Tannehill
in franchise
jerseys.
History. Yeah. They got their Tannehill jerseys.
Yeah.
They're wearing AJ Brown jerseys. Like, we have a guy named AJ Brown. I didn't know that. So they come into this game.
I feel so. This attractive man. This is the one they lose all the time.
Come into this game feeling really good.
Man, I hope they win.
Just when the conversation can genuinely start. Just when you can genuinely start having the conversation about the
playoffs. Shut this man up.
And then who do you run into but Gruden's grinders? Who do you run into?
Who just lost to the Jets?
Who do you run into but
who
the quarterback that owns you and needs a – I mean, he bought a house in Vegas. He's going to have to justify that purchase somehow, some way.
Right next to Gruden.
And it starts this weekend. Raiders win.
Fool.
$1 trillion. They win this game.
It's your lock of the year.
It is my
sound like it. You should do a betting show.
I mean, Haley's comment just passed by. The Titans lost again. That is what happens this weekend. The Raiders put an end to the very measly playoff hopes of the Tennessee Titans, and I just need y'all to tell me where I can watch the destruction.
I just gave you one.
I gave you the landing spot. That's the best you got for me.
That's a great location, and this is a gentleman that invited you. Joshua, he invited you. What are you talking about?
I appreciate the invite. Maybe I'll make a few stops.
Steelers giving right now, according to ESPN FBI, 42.5% chance to make the playoffs. Titans down at 38.6. This will be close. close. Especially if you go ahead and hand John this L like he needs this weekend.
Nobody.
Man,
nobody's
I'm gonna be pulling
for the Titans
harder. I'm gonna be pulling for y'all harder than I was pulling for the Bears on Turkey Day.
I know you are.
Harder than I pulled for the Bears all season.
Yeah. Keep that same
Titans,
energy.
Titans, I'm giving you all my energy. It. From what should have been a decent Bears season that Trubisky ruined. Really, I should put it on Matt Nagy. Should have played in a preseason, be getting some decent play out of him now.
The Titans will need divine intervention for them to have a shot in this game. So give them all you got.
Anderson said, how much you got to bet?
He don't want the smoke. He don't want the – bet on Tannehill, please. That's a sucker, please. All right, we will come back. Clay Trav's going to join us. We'll talk to him about this. Mike Norvell, college football, and more. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
It's Howie with Robert Irwin Jewelers, and every romance isn't the same, is it?
Well, just like every romance is different, every diamond is different, and that's what makes them unique and special, and that's why they're the ultimate symbol of love.
And you have all these different choices at Robert Irwin Jewelers, don't you?
Along with about 300 to 400 different engagement rings that are ready-made, ready to go. You can pick your own diamond at Robert Irwin Jewelers. You can pick your own setting. We can put it together for you. And you can go home with the most beautiful diamond engagement ring that you've ever seen in your entire life.
And you have new choices in diamonds at Robert Irwin Jewelers, don't you?
It's called alter-created diamonds. And what those are, unlike traditional diamonds that are mined out of the earth, these are grown in a greenhouse.
So what's the difference?
It's chemically, optically, physically, exactly the same. The only difference is it's 30% less expensive, so you can get a bigger, brighter diamond.
You've done it again, Howie.
No. You've done it again.
Robert Irwin Jewelers is still the best place to get engaged.
And remember, we've got free financing, and we've got something for anybody's budget. 4 locations or online at rijewelers.com.
Get ready to get your game on with the Tennessee Lottery and fill up your day with fun. Like when you need to upgrade the fun on that road trip. When you could use a little did I just win $50 fun.
Woo, yeah!
Or when you like to add a side of fun to that next snack.
Wow, it's good.
Would you like some fun with that?
Well, yeah.
Then play the Tennessee Lottery. And for just a dollar or two, you can get your game on. Please remember, play responsibly.
Happy holidays, honey.
Ooh, what is it?
Just open it.
Is it a holiday luck instant game?
I don't know.
It sounds like, is that a $20,000 holiday cheer game? Hold up, you didn't. No, do I hear a Merry Money and a holiday gifts instant game? All instant games.
Do you love it?
Best presents ever.
Make every gift a little brighter with holiday instant games only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing holiday celebrating fun. Please play responsibly.
Family is big around here. We're family-owned, family-operated, family-managed. And that means legacy. That means dependability. That means using Grainger. With over 1.5 million products and knowledgeable product experts, Grainger has whatever we need. And with same-day pickup and next-day delivery options, they have it whenever we need it. For over 90 years, businesses like ours have trusted Grainger. Because, like family, Grainger's got our back. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Dell's biggest Cyber Monday week ever starts now. Save up to 50% on Windows 10 laptops and desktops with Intel Core processors before Windows 7 support ends January 14th, 2020. Save on servers and a huge selection of electronics with low monthly payments, plus get free shipping. Call 877-BUY-DELL to talk to a Dell Small Business Technology Advisor who can help you find just the right tech. That's 877-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/SBCyberMonday.
Hey, it's John Martin here once again to remind you about my favorite spot in Memphis to grab a bite and a beer, or, hey, maybe both, the Blue Monkey. For 20 years, the Blue Monkey and their fantastic staff has worked hard every single day to make sure that you don't forget that every time you visit the Blue Monkey, it is a first-class, first-rate experience. They're fantastic. The menu is executed with quality products and quality prices. And they want to thank their loyal customers and their awesome staff. The Blue Monkey, better than ever. Thanks for letting us serve you, Memphis. It's been our pleasure. They got two locations, as always. 513 South Front Street, downtown, and 2012 Madison Avenue in Midtown. Visit BlueMonkeyMemphis.com for the menu. That's BlueMonkeyMemphis.com.
Live team trivia and karaoke every Wednesday and Thursday. Bring a team and win some green. Plus, live music at the Blue Monkey in Midtown on Friday night, the latest on Saturday night, Turnstiles.
Enjoy fresh, flavorful, and made-for-you meals with today's Perks Deal. $25 to Moe's Southwest Grill for only $15. Create your own burritos, bowls, tacos, nachos, salads, and more. Get yours at GetMyPerks.com.
It's that wonderful time of year remembering family and friends. And Dinstals is the place to continue those holiday traditions. A tower of cashew crunch and turtlelettes will send your holiday wishes to your clients and colleagues. And don't forget Dinstals' award-winning chocolate pecan fudge. Stop by Dinstals today and fill this season with sweet memories. Laurelwood, Germantown, Pleasant View, and Collierville. Dinstals, made in Memphis and enjoyed by the whole world.
Right now at Thompson Machinery, your local Cat dealer, get 0% for 60 months with zero down on select new Cat compact equipment. Whether you're looking to buy, lease, or rent, we've got the right solution to fit your job site needs. Call Thompson Machinery at 901-245-6337 or visit tmcat.com/bigtimesupport. That's Thompson Machinery at 901-245-6337 or tmcat.com/bigtimesupport. Terms and conditions apply.
If you are drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and will free you from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardships consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and can't afford to pay them back, or you even have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to live in fear. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline. Do not take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even go after your Social Security check.
Call Community Tax today. 800-519-6360. To end your tax troubles, call now. 800-519-6360. Get a free consultation. Call 800-519-6360. That's 800-519-6360.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis's sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
College football coaching carousel rages on. Very well may impact the University of Memphis. Clay Travis joins us every single Tuesday, and he joins us now. Clay, what's going on, man?
I'm doing well. How about you guys?
Pretty good.
We're good. Everything is good in Memphis. Do you believe that Mike Norvell and Florida State have an agreement in principle?
That's the talk. I talk and text with coaches around kind of the league and beyond, and there seems to be an expectation that Mike Norvell to Florida State is going to happen. That he wants that job and that they seem to crave him as well. But I don't blame him. I mean, I would keep it quiet if that was going to be the direction that I would go. I think Florida State is clearly the best of all the jobs that are out there. Whether you talk about Missouri, Ole Miss, or Arkansas, I think FSU is the best of all the available options. And I think I told you guys the last time we talked, I mean, I wouldn't leave Memphis at this point, given what Mike Norvell has done, how successful he's been, unless I were leaving it for a really good job that's substantially better than Memphis, and I think FSU is that job.
Some of those other names that have been linked to it, Iowa State's Matt Campbell, James Franklin, do you like any of those fits better than a Norvell, or is Norvell, would he be at the top of your list with those guys?
I think Franklin has to be at the top of the list because of what he's done at major college football. But I don't think that necessarily he would leave for FSU. I think that he might leave for USC, and maybe he would leave for FSU, but I don't know that they have the money to be able to pay him more than Penn State does. And I'm just not sure that you could get him. I think he'd have to be at the very top of the list, just like he's the very top of the list for USC. Look, the guy won 9 games at Vanderbilt back-to-back years. And then he's won a Big Ten championship in a highly competitive Big Ten East. And people are kind of disappointed at Penn State this year, and he just went 10-2. that's a pretty doggone good year. He's competed directly with Urban Meyer and Jim Harbaugh, mm-hmm, and Mark D'Antonio, guys that are really, really successful in the Big Ten. He went head-to-head in the SEC at an inferior school with Tennessee, Vanderbilt, I mean, sorry, Tennessee, Florida, and Georgia, and beat all those schools while he was at Vanderbilt, which is pretty unbelievable. So, yeah, look, I think other than James Franklin, it's tough to do a lot better than Mike Norvell in theory for a school like Florida State.
That's the point on Franklin. He's 11th highest paid in the country, I think, making about 5.5 or 5.6 at Penn State. I just wonder if Norvell's the better deal, but yet does Florida State need to make a deal? You know, you read all the time they paid out for Taggart. They've got all the money in the world. Like, is Norvell the better deal as well, is what it looks like to me?
Well, I think he's probably more likely to come. I think you guys know him a lot better than I do. You need somebody at Florida State right now who's going to rally the base and just be somebody that everybody can get behind. Because if you saw those pictures of the crowd at Florida State, it was a very Spartan stadium, right? They were just not behind Willie Taggart. Things were not moving in a good direction. I think from a pure entertainment perspective, Mike Norvell plays a highly engaging brand of football that's going to score a lot of points. I think that will have appeal in the state of Florida. Look, the positive is, I think, and this is why I think FSU is such a good job, and why if somebody like James Franklin was interested, I would understand it. Other than Clemson and maybe Miami, there's nobody else that really has the resources to compete at a high level with Florida State if you do a good job, mm-hmm. right? Like, now, if you're not doing a good job, then you can lose to a lot of other schools in the ACC. But if you're doing a good job, you should not be losing to any school really other in that conference than Clemson or Miami.
Agreed.
And Clemson's got rolling right now with Dabo, but who's to say that if Nick Saban left, Dabo wouldn't leave? I'm not sure that Clemson is anywhere near the quality of job overall that Florida State is. Granted, Clemson is having a great deal of success right now, but I think that's more a function of Dabo than it is the overall quality of the program. So that's why I think FSU is so attractive.
So I know that Twitter is not representative in any way, shape, or form, but I do want to read you a tweet. And it seems to be echoed, at least, again, on Twitter by some. This is from Roll Tribe 1987. If you hire Mike Norvell, you might as well shut the program down. You do not handcuff the next president and AD with Mike freaking Norvell. I can't believe he left out the E and believe. This is where the search is at. What do you think is the psychology behind that? Is it just because he's the Memphis coach and he's not Bob Stoops?
Yeah. Yeah, look, I mean, they had Jimbo Fisher, who won a national championship, and he left for Texas A&M, and that bruised the feelings of Florida State fans, who believe that they are an elite-level program. But at least they could convince themselves that Jimbo just left for more money and that he had stopped working hard and the program wasn't doing that. Like, that's all what fans say, right? It's like when a girlfriend or boyfriend walks out on you. Eventually, you move on from the grief process, and it turns into, well, they weren't actually that good anyway, right? So you go hire Willie Taggart. All right, that's a pretty sexy hire, you can at least understand. We just stole away Oregon's coach. Mm-hmm. This guy has already won at South Florida. He's going to be better for us recruiting-wise and program-wise than Jimbo Fisher was anyway. And then Willie Taggart bombs out. And here's where I think the situation with FSU was interesting. They then decide to fire Willie Taggart with several weeks left in the season. And I think once they did that, the fans believed, oh, we've got a big fish on the hook, right? Because we didn't wait till the end of the season to fire Willie Taggart. We went ahead and fired him right now. And then what happens? Well, it turns out there might not be that big fish on the hook. Now, it doesn't mean that that's not a great catch, right? It doesn't mean that can't be a great meal and that Mike Norvell can't do an incredible job. But I think the general idea is, we've gone in the space of basically, 2.5 years from a national championship winning coach to a coach who had been successful in our state to a coach that most of Florida State fans would not know, who's coaching at what they perceive to be a college football backwater in Memphis. And so he doesn't fulfill the ego boost that this program felt like it needed after the disaster that was Willie Taggart.
Right, but that just means that Florida State fans just aren't very intelligent. I mean,
I don't even necessarily mean it means that fans aren't intelligent. It's just like they want the sexy hire that wins the press conference. And the truth of the matter is, we all, myself, you, everybody who's listening to us, judge coaching hires based on the initial reaction they're going to get, when the reality is, like I just wrote about this yesterday, of the second-year coaches that were hired, you know, just off the top of my head running through them, everybody was ecstatic about Chip Kelly at UCLA. Nebraska fans were over the moon about Scott Frost. FSU fans were pretty ecstatic about getting Willie Taggart. Arkansas fans believe they got a pretty good coach in Chad Morris. Florida fans, I think, were pretty happy with Dan Mullen. And Tennessee fans were, you know, wait and see about Jeremy Pruitt. Well, I think Pruitt has certainly, through 2 years, outperformed what Chip Kelly at UCLA did and what Scott Frost at Nebraska has done, and certainly outperformed what Willie Taggart did at FSU. But if you were just ranking those guys based on the press conference reactions, I don't know that everybody would have been like, oh, you know, Jeremy Pruitt's going to do the best out of those names I just gave you compared to Chip Kelly, Scott Frost, and Willie Taggart. I think he probably would have ranked fourth on the expectations list, and boom, you know, like with the way Tennessee finished the schedule, you know, finished this season, I think that people are pretty optimistic about Jeremy Pruitt right now, and they certainly, these things can vacillate, weren't that optimistic in September, but I think it just goes to prove that winning the press conference is not always the best thing. I mean, there's a good breakdown of where coaches came from. I mean, look at Tom Herman at Texas. People were ecstatic when Tom Herman got hired at Texas, and they thought that LSU were a bunch of bumbling idiots because they named Ed Ogeron. Well, 3 years later, I think it's been LSU is rolling, and maybe win the national championship and has one of the best recruiting classes in the nation. And Tom Herman just had to fire his offensive and defensive coordinators, and his team just went 7-5. So, again, expectation isn't always reality in terms of how people respond to coaching hires.
You're welcome on Eric Gray, Clay. How electric is that freshman running back from Memphis, Tennessee?
Well, he was great, and he showed early flashes. And, you know, then I think it's always overrated or underrated, I should say, how difficult sometimes the transition can be for a high school football player to go to big-time college football. He showed early flashes, may have, you know, not really kind of got stayed in the good graces of the coaching staff, or I don't pretend to know everything, but it's obviously a competitive situation at tailback for Tennessee with Ty Chandler and Jordan there. But I think he has shown the ability out of the backfield and also as a running back to be incredibly explosive. And I would think that with an entire offseason in the conditioning program, getting bigger, stronger, faster, that as a sophomore and as a junior, he has the potential to be a special caliber SEC player for Tennessee. And I know they're excited about what he could represent going forward.
Does it hurt to know that as great as the Titans have played and as good as Tannehill has looked under center and how hard Derrick Henry's been running, does it hurt to know that it will all come crashing to a screeching halt this weekend in the black hole? Does it hurt? Have you allowed yourself to think a lot about it?
Well, I believe the Raiders have been outscored, if I'm not mistaken, 74-12 or something like that in the last 2 weeks. The Titans are a 3-point road favorite, which is a pretty big amount to be favored in a road game. So I'm nervous about it. I'm primarily nervous about it because if the Titans could win this game, and I think they will win the game, but I'm nervous because the Raiders either win a close game or get blown out. That's kind of been their modus operandi so far this season. But if the Titans win, they set up a huge game coming back home here in Nashville in less than 2 weeks against the Texans, which would be for first place in the AFC South. Now, the Titans have to play the Texans on the road to finish the season, so that two of their final three games are against the Texans. So there's still a lot to be determined in the AFC South regardless. And I was hoping the Patriots were going to beat the Texans on Sunday night because then we'd already have a tie situation going on. This is an utterly massive game for the Titans because it sets the table for what I think is a decent likelihood at this point of the team being able to make the playoff.
You're just getting a little too far ahead of yourself, Clay. I mean, Derek Carr owns the Titans. He's never lost to the Titans. They're the only team in the NFL that he has not lost. I mean, you were there for those games in Nashville. I mean, the Raiders humiliated you at home.
They just knocked off the Colts curse. That one's done. they'll handle
Colts curse was, I mean, the Titans were 3-19 against the Colts. That's in their last 22, which is tough to do in the NFL, where teams don't have that much of a gap between them. So that was a really gratifying win. I don't even consider the Raiders to be a rival, so I'm not really worried
about it. Well, the Raiders don't consider the Titans to be a rival. That's for damn sure.
What percentage of this is Tannehill, Clay? Because I always wonder, hey, if you'd made the switch earlier. And because right now Derrick Henry's just running the heck out of the ball. You always had a top-10 defense. What's Tannehill done here? He's 5-1 as the starter.
Yeah, I mean, look, the Titans, first of all, have won all their close games, right? I mean, they stopped the Chargers on the goal line. They hang on against the Bucs. They find a way to win early under Tannehill. And then what's gratifying is the last couple of weeks, they've started to pull away a little bit. Mm-hmm.
Didn't do that with Marcus.
The hope would be that he is enough of a difference maker. I think he's more decisive in the pocket than Mariota was to start this year. And I also think this is something the Titans have had issues with in the past. It's like they forget that they have Derrick Henry. And so for each of the last, I would say, three years for sure, Derrick Henry starts off the season, and it's like the Titans don't want to build the offense around him. And then midway through, when things aren't going great, they're like, okay, well, let's go back and self-scout. Yeah. What should we do? Mm-hmm. They're like, oh, yeah, we have an incredibly talented running back in Derrick Henry, who is a top-five rusher in the league with home run hitting potential. Maybe we should start to make him more of a focal point of the offense. And every time they do that, then good things happen. So, look, there are four games to go, and the Titans have a tough schedule. They're on the road against the Raiders, then the Texans, then they at home, and then they play the Saints at home, who are obviously playing really, really well. And then they close Texans with the again. Texans. Yeah. If I were betting, I would probably say there's a good chance they go 2-2, which would mean that the Titans finish 9-7 for a fourth straight year, which is just so Titans it hurts. I think if you could go 3-1, 10-6 probably gets you into the playoffs. If you go 3-1 and beat the Texans twice, it wins the division for you. And obviously if you go 4-0, then everybody's ecstatic and talking about, hey, can this team make a run in the postseason, not just get there? Because at that point in time, we'd be, 9-1 down the stretch run of the season with Tannehill as a starter. So, look, I would take 3-1. I would sign up for 10-6 and hope that the chips fall in a way where the Titans get into the postseason with a 3-1 finish. But that's what makes this game against the Raiders so tough and so important, because you really can't lose this one and feel good about winning the final three necessarily. Mm-hmm. It's going to be tough to beat the Saints and to beat the Texans twice. I think that's why this game's a must-win for the Titans.
Yeah, I think you need to focus on this weekend, Clay. It's a big one, and I can promise you that even if you guys are fortunate enough to win, I don't think anybody out there is going to be asking if the Titans can make a run. All right, Ryan Tannehill is the quarterback, with all due respect.
No, I disagree.
No one is going to be asking, can the Titans make a run? No one except you.
Get into the postseason. We had a guy in Nick Foles who won a Super Bowl and made a run. I don't think Nick Foles just got benched for Gardner Minshew. I don't think that Ryan Tannehill is substantially worse than Nick Foles. Teams can get hot, and they can get hot at the right time. If the Titans get into the playoffs, depending on the matchup, look, I think they're better than the Bills, and I think they are better than the Steelers, right? So if you could win the division, then I think the Titans would be favored to win that playoff game as either the 3 or 4 seed. I mean, I think the Titans should beat the Bills, and I think the Titans should beat the Steelers, particularly if those games are at home. And then you're in the Final Four. At that point, anything can happen. Can you get
the Bills did beat you in Nashville? I mean, I know it was a different quarterback, but the Bills did beat you at home already.
But that game, 4 missed field goals for the Titans and 2 touchdowns that were called back for penalty, and the Titans lost 14-7. So it's not like that was a game where you looked at it and thought, oh my God, the Bills are substantially a better team. I think if the Titans got the Bills in the postseason, they beat the Bills, and I think the Titans would beat the Steelers if the Titans were able to get to win the division and close out the season strongly. Then I think they would beat either of those teams and get into the Final Four, which means you'd be on the road theoretically against either the Patriots or the Ravens, both those teams playing outstandingly well. But you know, you roll the dice and hope that your team can put together an incredible game at that point, and then you are two wins away from the Super Bowl.
We can talk about the Super Bowl odds with the Titans next Tuesday. You tweeted over the weekend too about the Egg Bowl, and I think it's such a great point. If the receiver doesn't piss on the sideline or act like he is, and the field goal goes through, and they go to overtime, and Ole Miss wins the game. I don't know if Joe Moorhead gets fired, who knows, but I think certainly Matt Luke is still the coach at Ole Miss today. Is there anything like that in sports? Like I'm sure there might be a rivalry in the Premier League where they'll sack the manager if he loses to, you know, a rival, but it feels like that rivalry specifically is very unique in the way that they sort of operate.
Well, I think the challenge is, you know, like if Alabama loses to Auburn or vice versa, like we just saw in the Iron Bowl, there are still two really good teams in the state of Alabama,
yep.
And you're frustrated. But it feels like, you know, when Ole Miss and Mississippi State are playing, like it's like both of them are sitting at the table and there's only one drumstick and both of them are starving, right? And so it feels more like a you know, like a battle to the death almost in that rivalry than it does some of the other rivalries. Like, look, Ohio State beats Michigan, but it's not like Michigan's football program ceases to exist, right? I think in many ways, as big as rivalries can be, this feels like a battle for viability and survival in Mississippi in a way that maybe other rivalry games don't.
Hey, where are your Vols going bowling? You guys have been an amusing little story this season.
Yeah, look, I mean, there are three places I think that Tennessee could end up. I don't think the Liberty Bowl is going to end up an option because I think Tennessee is going to be a little bit higher in the pecking order. But the Music City Bowl came out today and basically said, hey, we would love to have Tennessee. And then you also had a situation where, depending on what happens with Georgia, that maybe the Outback Bowl at the high end in Tampa against Minnesota, which would be a heck of an opportunity for Tennessee to get a big win against a team that had a really good season, or the Gator Bowl could be possibilities in okay. Jacksonville. So I would say one of those three is likely to be where Tennessee's season ends, either Gator Bowl, Outback Bowl, or Music City Bowl, depending on kind of the machinations down the stretch, how many teams from the SEC get in the playoff, who are the teams that get into the Big Six, all that.
Well, you know, we'll be waving at you from the Cotton Bowl.
Texas, Dallas, it'd be a nice place this time of year.
Yeah, I hope you guys enjoy that. Maybe you'll get Alabama.
That'd be great. That would be the best thing ever.
A frustrated Saban.
Maybe you'll get an Alabama team that doesn't care about bowl games.
Absolutely.
That's true. That's true. Guys will sit. That's true.
Listen, they got a chance against Mac Jones, all right? They got a shot. I mean, especially with a disinterested Alabama team, they got a shot. I much prefer that to, like, a Utah or something. Like,
a team that really wants to make a statement and feels like they got left out.
Well, that and, I mean, Clay, there's zero chance you're watching Memphis-Utah. Like, you ain't watching Memphis-Utah in the Cotton Bowl. You'll just as soon ignore that.
I mean, I think I would infinitely rather play Alabama if I were Memphis.
No.
Even though they're the not as good of a team as Utah. I agree with you. I think Utah winning would want to kind of send a statement about the fact that they were left out.
Yes.
I think Alabama, if you look at the bowl games, when they play against teams that aren't interested, you know, when they have no chance to win a championship, they play very disinterested style ball.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, Clay, before you get you out of here, how can you help our listeners today?
Home Loan Expert. It's now the holiday season. We're, just a little bit over 3 weeks away from Christmas. A lot of people spent money on Thanksgiving. Get to the Home Loan Expert right now. Lock up an incredible deal on the best possible dollar figure you can save on your mortgage. Save a bundle, hundreds if not thousands of dollars. TheHomeLoanExpert.com.
Appreciate it, Clay. Thanks, man.
Hey, thank you all. See ya.
Yep, he is Clay Travis. We'll be back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
You need catering? Elwood Shack has you covered. Office parties, weddings, rehearsal dinners, special events, you name it. Choose from our full menu of party tray favorites like sliders, citrus smoked salmon, shrimp and grits, pimento cheese bites, smokehouse barbecue, veggie and fruit trays, you name it. Whether you need service for 10 or 400, breakfast, lunch, or dinner, Elwood Shack will build your one of a kind handcrafted custom favorites. Call Mandy at Elwood Shack today at 901-763-7004 or email her at Mandy@ElwoodShack.com. Elwood Shack, we've got you covered.
Howie, Robert Irwin Jewelers is the number one engagement ring store. Why is that?
We know what needs to happen. Two things. Number one, she wants to show off the ring after she gets it to her family and friends, and she wants them to ooh and ah over it, and they will. The second thing that needs to happen is he needs to be able to get down on one knee confidently, pop open the box, and know she's going to say yes, and then she's going to be in love with the ring, and that happens also, so we've got you covered.
Makes sense, Howie.
Huge bridal sale going on right now at Robert Irwin Jewelers. Free financing, 4 locations. See us online at rijewelers.com.
Fast, reliable internet. It's important to your business. At Comcast Business, we go beyond fast with amazing solutions and a great deal.
What kind of solutions?
Well, solutions like automatic 4G LTE backup for more complete reliability.
I like the sound of that. What else?
Powerful Wi-Fi that keeps your employees connected. And bandwidth you can allocate between your customers and employees. I'm not even done yet. Comcast Business has advanced voice solutions at affordable prices and cloud-based security for all your devices.
And that great deal?
Right now, get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add 2 voice mobility lines and sign up for paperless billing and auto pay. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without paperless billing and auto pay. Offer ends 12/22/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited to up to 8 hours.
Hi, this is Lauren Choate with Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from our family to yours. As a Christian family-owned and operated company for more than 60 years, with a history of honest, quality work, using the best technologies available in the industry, we want you to make sure you keep your family warm and comfortable this holiday season by taking advantage of our $60 furnace tune-up special, which includes testing your furnace's safety capabilities, testing for carbon monoxide leaks, and helping keep your furnace running at its peak efficiency. Or maybe this holiday season, you're interested in a tankless water heater, or air duct cleaning, or even repairing that leaky faucet. We can take care of that too. Just give us a call at 347-8086 or visit our website at choateshvac.com. And remember, Choates, let our family serve your family.
This year, don't just say...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.